The Czech Republic's national football squad went a long way on Wednesday to repairing a somewhat bruised reputation by securing a sensational win few expected to see. A 3-0 defeat of Germany at the shiny Allianz Stadium in Munich. The win saw the Czechs join Germany in qualifying for next year's European Championship held in Austria and Switzerland. Jan Wellinger has the details.
43 years ago, that is, in 1964, was the last time a Czech squad beat Germany on the Germans' home turf. But the Czechs made it look easy, surprisingly easy, on Wednesday night, catching Germany off guard. The first goal against the favorites came in just 113 seconds on a shot by Sionko, the second in the 23rd minute by Makeyovsky. Key play came from the giant Jan Koller. Germany wasn't without chances, the teams Schweinsteiger and Kevin Kirani coming to the fore, but shots either went long or were scooped up by Petr Cech. Then in the second half, when Blaschel scored against Germany on a low cross from Bugyal to make it 3-0, the outcome was beyond doubt. Some 6,000 visiting Czech fans cheered in the stands, and close to the end of the match even began to sing the Czech anthem. A far cry from scenes from a few months ago when the Czech squad struggled substantially against Cyprus and Wales. Afterwards, this is what star Czech keeper Petr Cech had to say about differences on the night between the Czech Republic and Germany.
I think that there was a difference in finishing, because we, you know, we had first two chances and we scored two brilliant goals, and it always changed the philosophy of the game. When you're winning 1-0, then 2-0, your opponent has to go forward more and more and try to push, and you can stay organized and wait for counter attacks, and that's what we did. And I think the last straw was the third goal, because when we scored the third goal in the beginning of the second half, that was all over.
Notably, the Czech squad won against Germany while missing more than a few key players, among them defender Jankulovski, midfielder Rosický, and striker Milan Baroš. So the newcomers' play was solid. That could be good news for a squad in need of new blood. Ever since the departure of stars like Pavel Nedved and Karel Poborský, critics have called on the coach, Karel Brückner, to rely more on up-and-coming talent. Now that the Czechs have qualified for Euro 2008, it is thought that the coach will have more room to test different players in the final two matches against Slovakia and Cyprus.